Hi, everyone. Lucas Werner here. If you've been enjoying these conversations about art and culture, you might want to check out the newest releases from David Werner Books, where we've published award-winning titles on D.N. Arbus, Yayoi Kusama, and Kerry James Marshall, in addition to Ekphrasis, the critically acclaimed series of texts on art. This season, look out for books from the likes of Catherine Bernhard, Noah Davis, and Marcel Zama, as well as new additions to the beloved Ekphrasis series. Visit davidswernerbooks.com to learn more. Hi, everyone. Lucas Werner here. I'm excited to be back on the podcast to bring you a very special episode with the legendary R. Crumb. You probably know Crumb for his use of the popular comic book medium to address the absurdity of social conventions and political disillusionment. He also happens to be an epic collector of rare early records. In this episode, Crumb pays a visit to his friends, the musicians John Hennigan and Eden Brower, who spin obscure gems from their own massive record collection. And in a rare moment behind the mic, Crumb lets them try to stump the master collector. You're in for a very special treat. I hope you enjoy.
I'm John Hennigan. I'm a camera assistant, a musician, a record collector, and I host the podcast John Old Time Radio Show.
I'm Eden Brower. I'm a musician.
Okay, I'm R. Crumb. I'm an artist. Hi, everybody. This is R. Crumb, coming to you from John Hennigan's apartment in New York City. You can hear the sirens in the background.
Should we explain to the people that we're record collectors or playing old records? I mean, if they can't figure that out, then...
No, you should explain.
Well, we're in John's apartment here, which has shelves and shelves of old 78s. You know, and that's what we're listening to.
But for the sake of this podcast, we're going to play some old records, and I'm going to try to stump you.
Let's go with the records.
Okay.
Great. I have no idea who that is. Wow.
No, no idea.
No idea who that is. Wow.
What a voice.
Nice, right?
Wonderful record. Voice. Jesus.
Well, I got
two
records by this artist. Who do you think it is?
I know that I'm wrong, but Victoria Spivey.
No.
Okay. Close, though. She has a similar little vibrato like that. So this is Jenny Pope.
Wow. I thought, is that Jenny Pope?
Yeah.
I'm not sure who that yeah. is.
Well, you know, she sang with the Memphis Jug Band under the name Jenny Clayton. And I got this record along with the one that had...
Was that recorded the same session as the other one?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Memphis, Tennessee, February 1930. It says Judson Brown is on piano. Do you know who that is?
No idea. Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, that sounded really obscure, that piano playing.
And the funny thing is the label says Blue Frog Blues, even though it's obviously Bullfrog.
Oh, yeah, they got that wrong, right?
Kind of funny.
Wow. Boy, that's a wonderful record.
Yeah, great, right?
Greenwood Envy.
Is that a rare?
Yeah,
is that
rare.
A rare 78?
Rare, oh, rare,
of course
rare.
It's rare. Yeah,
never of seen. Course.
But of course it's rare. You think I would play you Vernon Dale Hart?
Let them eat cake.
Or Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
Don't have access to this rare record.
We're trying to impress all these art collectors out there. You know, you're not going to, you got to come with your best stuff, man. All right, so we're going to move forward here, and we're just going to keep playing records, and... anyone in the audience, you can score. You have to score yourself, you know, see if you can guess who they are. All right, moving right along. Solo, yeah.
But do you know what country it's from?
It's from Lebanon.
Lebanon, yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I know I'm not guessing this one.
Do we got a name?
Well, there is a name on here. I'm sure I'm not going to say it, pronounce it correctly, but Shahadi Sadeh.
How do you spell that last name?
Here, take a look at it.
Okay, John is handing me this 78.
Don't drop it.
It's on Odeon label. It's German.
Pretty nice, right?
Oh, yeah. Magnifique. Syria. Lebanon, Syria, you got written on here.
Yeah.
Huh. Sometimes it's hard to identify where exactly these things were actually from, because sometimes they'd be recorded in one country, but the musician would be from another country.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, like those ones, you know, say made in Pakistan, but
are
recorded in Bahrain, but the musician's from Iraq or someplace. You just don't know.
Right. These aren't even fair. They're so hard. But
yeah, that's good. Make them hard.
If you can get the country, you know, that's something. Obviously, you can't know who that is, but can you guess the country?
Also, India.
Very hard. Very hard to do.
Not India?
No.
That's not India.
But that's a good guess. It does sound like that.
Sort of. Not quite. But somewhere like maybe just west of India a little bit, maybe, huh?
Go the other way.
The other way? Yeah. East of India?
Turkish.
That's west of India.
Like I said.
Fix it in post.
That's Turkish,
fix it in
huh?
post.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, the guy's name is Duru Alhan. I got this from my, what I call my Turkish connection. This guy sells records from Turkey.
Oh,
so he suggested this one. He said this is superb late 1920s Zebekiko folk, traditional Turkish dance music.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's the instrument, do we know? This is a twangy instrument of some kind.
I don't know. Some string instrument. I mean, it actually says Anada Kadin Oyun on there, I think is the instrument.
I've seen that word Oyun on on Turkish records. I don't know what it means.
Some Turkish string instrument that resembles a oud, right?
I don't know. Sort of oud sounding, but not quite. It's more twangy than oud. Let me see that label.
Oh, yeah.
I have to look at the label.
You must see it. Tell them what you're going to do now.
See, if I look at the label, the record will come to me because I have the label in my visual memory. That's interesting. All the text is in Arabic on here. So that's unusual for Turkish.
Well, I could be wrong, but that's what the guide told me.
Huh.
It's hard to tell audibly, right?
But this, that, the Roman text up in the upper right-hand corner, the small type, I guess that's where you, that's what, they give you the information in, you know, Western text up there. Huh.
Well, we should point out to the lovely Zwerner listeners that we do this kind of thing on my podcast all the time, John's Old Time Radio Show.
Yeah, that's right.
They should all tune in and listen.
Because this is the only place you're ever going to hear this stuff.
Yeah. Hey, none will be paid after a while. Hey, none will be paid after a while. When my work on earth is ended and I sleep beneath the sun, Satan will be paid after a while. I know the Satan will be paid after a while. Satan will be paid after a while. When my work on earth is ended and I sleep beneath the sun, Satan will be paid after a while. I went to the station one day and I met a crowd of people standing there. I said, what train are you waiting for? They said, the gospel train.
Amen.
I said, well, Jesus is your conductor. The Holy Spirit, your engineer. God the Father, your farmer. Grace of God, the breaker. Your whistle blows salvation, and your bell rings heaven bound.
Amen.
I said you heard the song so often about the Satan will be paid after a while. Satan will be paid after a while. When my work on earth is ended and I sleep beneath the stars, Satan will be paid after a while. I went to the station again. And I met another crowd of people. I said, what train are you waiting for? They said, we're waiting for the Black Diamond train. I said, well, the devil is your conductor. Sin is your engineer. Pleasure, your farmer. Death, your brakesman. Confusion, your headlight.
Amen.
Your whistle blows damnation. While your bells ring hellbound.
Amen.
I said, all liars, all hypocrites and backsliders can ride on this train. The station will be paid after a while. Satan will be paid after a while. When my work on earth is ended and I sleep beneath the stars, Satan will be paid after a while. Well, the station will be paid after a while. Satan will be paid after a while. When my work on earth is ended and I sleep beneath the stars, Satan will be paid after a while. Yes, the station will be paid after a while. Station will be paid after a while. When my work on earth is ended, I sleep beneath the sun. The station. Great ending.
Great, right?
Oh, the whole thing was great.
That was really great. Yeah. Very nice harmonium playing on there.
Oh, that was a harmonium.
Well, it's like a really small organ, like those things that Indians use.
Yeah.
A little small organ.
Really. How unusual is that?
Yeah, no idea who that was.
Well, this is a rare Paramount.
Stumped again.
An unknown group called the on here, they're just called the Jubilee Gospel Team.
Oh, because you know, it sounded like that one on QRS.
Yeah.
The same voice.
That's right. Same group.
That's way better than that QRS, though.
Which is such a great tune. It was recorded in Long Island City, New York.
That's the QRS studio.
Yep, there you go. Mm. Can you imagine? Mm. Imagine the great music in Long Island City in 1928.
God knows where they're from.
What do these guys do? Go down the street and play on the street by the N train after that? Probably, right? Yeah.
Long Island City is not what it once was.
Can you imagine though, 1928, like just walking down the street in Astoria and hearing this? Christ. This is pretty good.
The Jubilee Gospel Team.
Yeah. Should I play one that you might be able to get?
Well, yes. I don't know. Your collection, you the man.
All right. I'm going to play something that, I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, because if you don't get it, I don't want to embarrass you, because
I like it to be hard.
You're my pal. Okay. All right.
All on your worried mind. I had a mind to ram a baby, had a mind to leave this town. I feel like walking, I feel like sitting down. I feel like walking, I feel like sitting down. Lord, I feel like getting drunk, baby. Lord God, ain't no whiskey around. I got holes in my pocket, patches all on my face. I got holes in my pocket, patches all on my pain. I'm behind in my husband, lady for the money in advance. I played boy. Woman I love, 1,000 miles away. Woman I love, baby, 1,000 miles away. I can see my baby, I can hear just what she says.
No idea who that was. No idea. Never heard it.
Wow. Jack Kelly.
Very, very fine string playing.
You're in the right era. Yeah, 1936, recorded in New York City.
36?
You believe that? Does that help you at all?
That really sounds much earlier.
Yeah.
Two guys with the same first name. I'm trying to help you, chump.
Jack Kelly?
She already said Jack Kelly.
Oh.
That's not a terrible guess.
Two guys is from Charlie. Charlie and Charlie.
Yeah.
So it's Charlie Manson, Charlie Jordan?
That's right.
It is. Oh.
But not the man who killed all the people. Yeah, the two Charlies, Charlie Jordan and Charlie Manson. Charlie Manson on vocal.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible, right?
I have one of
this
those.
This is from an unissued test.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you one too, right?
Not that one.
Well, I think the one I got you was pretty good. I mean, from what I remember, I don't think I gave you.
It's good, yeah.
But not as good as this.
I don't remember.
Well, you better go back and listen to it.
I better.
The accusatory tone that I passed some garbage record off to you. They're great.
No,
what's wrong with
you? No, they're good.
The other one I traded to you, or however you got that, that was also unissued.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that the record you just hear, you can, if you want to impress your friends at parties, it's never even issued on record. That was a test press.
Unissued. Music of the Spheres. Wow. Yeah.
Who could guess
wow.
that?
Wow. That's incredible. Was it orchestra from heaven? Wow.
Can you guess the country?
Greece?
Yep.
Wow.
Can you guess the region?
8th Avenue.
Close enough. Crete, man. That's some Crete stuff, man.
Yep.
Well, this one, the label's all in Greek, and I did get the Greek alphabet, and you know, the only thing I can get for sure is that it's a Syrtos Politikos, which is the standard dance they did in Crete all the time.
Yeah. Top notch.
Yeah. Well, sir, you're saying all the proper things about my records.
Well, but I'm sincere.
Yes, I feel that from you.
I'm not just saying that to flatter you.
No, you're not a flatterer.
In fact, I have to hold back because I don't want to sound too envious.
Why? But it's just not a very nice trait.
No, it's not. It's not nice to envy, covet other people's goods.
Well, you mean like Jesus, or you just mean like spiritual enlightenment?
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know,
it's
you're a pretty enlightened person on other ways, except for the need for these material objects.
Yeah,
record.
I know. It's something I should get over at my age, but.
But, you know, think about all the incredible music that you're saving from the dust.
Yeah, that's true too, but
I mean, it's not like you're collecting bottle caps.
But why can't I just listen to that, enjoy it, and not have the desire to possess it?
Because you're sick.
Because you want to listen
collector.
To it at home in France.
That's true. I do.
Yeah,
I want to listen to it whenever I want.
Right, whenever you
why
want.
Why should John have that record and you don't have that record?
But you know, I have 8,078. That's not enough.
You know, I got.
How many 78s do you have, John?
I don't know. I haven't counted, but I got to tell you something, buddy. When I met you, which is pushing 20 years ago, you told me you had 8,078. So let me tell you something. You got a few since then,
no,
buddy.
No, I didn't have 8,000 in 20 years. I had about 6,000.
Let me tell you something.
Have you actually, you've counted them?
Well, when it comes to the amount of your records, you're very close to that river in Egypt, my man. You've expanded far out into the hallways of your house.
I have, yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
You're pushing 10 easy.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be as arrogant as to go count them, but I mean, if you could come up with a basic number per square inch, I think you'd figure out pretty quickly you're over 10.
Well, I do purge once in a while, but even so.
Hey, yeah. I'm all for it. I'm on your side, man.
But
when he purges, sometimes he gives them to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Upgrade your record.
Well, I'm for the purges too, but I just meant I support his collecting addiction, and I try not to focus on the dark, disgusting side of collecting and see like what an incredible record collection he has with this wonderful music that you can only hear if you go into his record room.
Yeah.
Much like the records we're listening to right now.
Right, and it's hard to believe that you can have this many records and it's still very, very selective.
Yeah.
You know, still, that's years and years of careful choices and stuff, and you could still have this obscene amount of records.
Incredible, yeah. A religious experience.
You can tell that they were cut off by the red light going on.
Oh yeah, they were just getting started.
Yeah, it could have gone on and on.
That was intense.
So we know that was either George Harrison or Ravi Shankar. Right?
Well, totally. Yeah, I think we can all agree that's from India. This was recorded in 1928. It's a rare, you know, HMV that's actually in good shape, because when you do find these, they're usually like unplayable.
Wow.
The guy's name was Professor Abdul Aziz Khan. I have a few of his records that he recorded later in the 30s and 40s, yeah? But this is the only early one. Huh. They're all great. I love the mood he sets. It's just so powerful, right? He gets you right from the beginning, sucks you in when nothing's really happening.
Right.
And then it's like
he's before just you noodling know around, it, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like locked into this thing. Yeah, it's very spiritual kind of feeling.
It's trance music, yeah. It's trance music.
But of course, we found out a lot of those Indian singers are just singing about sex, just like the blues guys.
Well, that one record that I put on that Hot Women CD by that woman singer, I forget what her name was.
Yeah.
And I asked Suresh Chandbankar, I said, what's she singing about? I said, well, he wrote back and said she was probably a courtesan who was hired by rich men to sing behind a curtain praising their sexual prowess while they were having sex with their concubines.
Nice.
Weird.
That's what she was be hired to do. That the song was just like praising the man's sexual prowess.
Yeah. It changes the whole thing when you find out that's what it's about. You know,
really?
I like not knowing. All right, we're going to do two more, and then we're going to call it quits on this podcast.
Okay.
All right.
Let her rip. That's obviously from West Africa.
Yep.
You know what country?
Yep.
Which country? Ghana?
Very good.
Because I have some similar to that you sent me, actually. Let me see the label.
Yes, you do. I believe you have that same singer and guitar player, but under a slightly different name. But this was recorded in 1937.
So is it Adu?
I believe it is that guy, but this is called the Cam Cam Band.
Oh, yeah?
And it was the first HMV session in Ghana in 1937.
Huh.
But audibly to my ears, that is... Because I have a couple other records by that same guy.
Huh.
And I think it's the same guy. It almost has to be.
And it's funny about the West African harmonies. It's completely different from East Africa or Central Africa. Completely different.
Yeah.
It's its own thing.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
All right. So we're going to do one more.
Your shoes, coat in your hat. You promised me, baby, you're gonna stay in my flat. Now I'm talking about you. Yes, baby, I'm talking about you. You may not understand me, baby, but I'm talking about you. Then I gave you my money, wanted my car. I asked you go to work, you said that was most too far. Now I'm talking about you. Yes, baby, I'm talking about you. You may not understand me, baby, but I'm talking about you. Yeah, me come go home with you from being nice and kind. I'm not going because I don't like the way you grind. Now I'm talking about you. Yes, baby, I'm talking about you. You may not understand me, baby, but I'm talking about you. Out of your house last night about 1:30. I looked through the keyhole and saw you having your fun. Now I'm talking about you. Yes, baby, I'm talking about you. You may not understand me, baby, but I'm talking about you. Even though I went to see you, couldn't get in. You said you had come, not had to call again. Now I'm talking about you. Yes, baby, I'm talking about you. You may not understand me, baby, but I'm talking about you. Come on and get in your bed. All I did was to shake my head. Now I'm talking about you. Yeah, baby, I'm talking about you.
No idea who that is. Two guitars?
Two guitars, yeah.
Yeah. No idea.
Recorded 1935, again in New York City. I'm sensing a theme here.
Huh.
Well, his real name was George Washington, but he went by the name Bull City Red.
Oh, Bull City Red. Okay.
And that is the great Reverend Gary Davis on the second guitar.
Oh, right. Because he plays behind Gary Davis sometimes too when Gary Davis sings.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's on some. That's probably from the same recording sessions he did with Gary Davis.
The early Blind Boy Fuller sessions have Gary Davis, too.
Oh, they do?
And Bull City Red sometimes, but he's on the washboard or harmonica, usually.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Well, I had a great time.
It's been a pleasure to listen to some records and to share them with all yous out there. So, signing off.
Dialogues is produced by David Zwirner. You can find out more about the artists on this series by going to davidzwirner.com/dialogues. And if you liked what you heard, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It really does help other people discover the show. I'm Lucas Zwirner. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.